My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
13 seconds left in the game. Moss with the snap. Hands off to Marks. Up the middle. Into the end zone. Touchdown! They're going wild in half of this stadium as the Trojans are going to pull off the upset. How do you do?
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Someone go check on Brian Broaddus.
He came and dropped off the charcuterie board at the party and then said, I have an LSU event to get to.
He did. He had an LSU event.
Today.
He was in his LSU yellow polo. Top button. Very interesting decision there by Broaddus, but I'm not arguing with it, just saying, very interesting. And LSU does play. They play against USC, Jared Sandler's USC, and USC comes away. Miller Moss, the quarterback, and Garrett Nussmeier, Doug Nussmeier's kid, is the quarterback for LSU. And USC with the 27-20 victory, pulling the upset over LSU in Vegas.
Well, thank you for telling me about it.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't watch it. Sitting there on Sunday, cleaning up, fantasy draft preparation, and I try to switch on over to the big game. The only game that's on. Prime time. And nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. As DirecTV, ABC, and ESPN combine to screw me and a lot of people, but I guess we can get to the game first.
Yeah, the game first is, look, it was
another,
a close one.
Another opening loss for Brian Kelly.
0-3.
And they said Lincoln Riley, Bro Bible called him a coward, that he tried multiple times over and over and over again to get out of this game.
Oh yeah,
no part of it.
Yeah, he didn't want to play the game. He was like, "Now we're going to a new conference, and we're going to have a tougher schedule. So we're trying to get out of this game." They didn't get out of the game. They wound up playing the game. And
is that normal or soft?
You know what? Historically, it's soft. I don't know with the 12-team playoff what the new normal is going to be. I really don't, because now these conferences are so big and there's so many tough games. Are we going to see less of this? All these conferences, though, have a rule in place where you have to play another Power 5 school, at least one in the non-conference. They've all got that rule because they don't want, Florida did this forever. Florida was notorious for never, Florida would play, they never played a non-conference game outside their state. They never did. And now they're forced, now they're forced to that. I guess they're not. They play Florida State every year. They play Miami now. So they don't really have to travel anywhere, but that was one issue. And, LSU does not, USC did not get out of this game. LSU and them played in Vegas, the neutral site game, even though it's much closer to USC than it is to LSU. Well, LSU loses, and they have lost all three of Brian Kelly's openers as the head coach, in these primetime type games.
Ugh.
He is 0-3. And Peyton, he is at the podium, and he is not happy. I don't know if this is fake outrage or not, but this is outrage.
And we're sitting here
again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things. About not finishing when you have an opponent in a position to put them away. But what we're doing on the sideline is feeling like the game's over. And I'm so angry about it that I got to do something about it. I'm not doing a good enough job as a coach. And I got to coach him better because it's unacceptable for us not to have found a way to win this football game. It's ridiculous.
So fake. I couldn't stand watching and listening to this clip. I got to let all the diehards know how much it pains me. And this is as fake as his accent when he first took over here. This is faux, fake, however you want to say it, outrage. And I can't wait for him to go. This is the hot seat bowl. With him and Lincoln in this game, him, Lincoln, and Dabo.
And Dabo. And look, it's it's interesting because all these people on Twitter are saying, like, you know, he's Brian Kelly changing his accent to a to the Sopranos accent when he becomes the head coach of Rutgers next year or wherever.
I'll let you know when I knew it was fake. Play it again, Peyton, and listen to the soft voice. This isn't true anger.
And we're sitting here again, we're sitting here again talking about
again.
I'm just so angry.
I'm just so angry. I'm not doing a good enough job. He's trying to buy himself a little more time.
My family, easily the most hateable coaches in America are him and Dabo. Those are easily the two most hated coaches. And for both of them to lose games on the opening weekend is just fantastic to me. I love this.
He doesn't look right in those LSU colors either.
No, he does. And then he threw his quarterback under the bus. He threw Garrett Nussmeier under the bus. Their quarterback outplayed ours. Did he? Because Nussmeier had a better QBR. They had basically the same completion percentage and essentially the same yards thrown. And then Garrett's QBR was about 10 points higher. Like, your quarterback didn't get outplayed grossly, did he? I didn't think he did. Mm. I think both quarterbacks were pretty decent in this game.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Because you couldn't see it. And you, and I have DirecTV as well. I also, but I have ESPN Plus. So I was, now it took me an hour to figure out my password, but I have ESPN Plus. So there's a dispute between DirecTV and Disney. And you cannot right now on DirecTV.
Tried to go ahead and get caught up for the show yesterday morning.
Yep.
Timeout, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, Sports Center.
Nope. Still nothing. Last night, couldn't watch anything. You know, Sunday Night Baseball, Phillies, Braves, nothing. You wanted to watch the U.S. Open tennis? Nothing.
And people were especially outraged because there was like no warning about this.
None.
Like, we didn't hear about any dispute. And it's kind of like what you suggest for NFL players to do. Just boycott. Don't show up for the postseason.
Yeah.
You really want to screw the league? You want to make someone fold? Well, that is what happened here between these two sides right when football begins.
And the statements, of course, they're pointing the finger at each other. DirecTV statement. The Walt Disney Company is once again refusing any accountability to consumers, distribution partners, and now the American judicial system. They are in the business of creating alternate realities, but this is the real world. We believe you earn your way and must answer for your actions. They want to chase maximum profits and dominant control at the expense of consumers, making it harder for them to select the shows and sports they want at a reasonable price. Disney fires back. DirecTV chose to deny millions of subscribers access to our content just as we head into the final week of the U.S. Open and gear up for college football and the opening of the NFL season. We're offering them flexibility in terms of which we've extended to other distributors. We will not enter an agreement that undervalues our portfolio of television channels and programs.
Yeah. So now YouTube TV has been trending for about 48 hours. And I'm stuck in an old man moment. Okay? I have DirecTV Stream now.
And yeah, so
part,
yep,
part of the reason I had that was because of Bally. Well, now Bally is going away. I just paid for like my sports pass to get the Red Zone. So I felt good and comfortable. And my $15-16 extra dollars a month, I was all set to go for my first opening NFL Sunday. And then this happens. So I don't know about, you know, Bobby has told us about YouTube TV multiple times. I saw a lot of Fubo stuff. And look, Tolos, I genuinely appreciate all the DMs and messages and suggestions to go to this. And I'm telling you, get this Fire Stick. I'm telling you, go to that. I have an old man fear of like something I've never heard of and it going away or it not being there for me mm-hmm. when I need it the most. So I would consider I'm leaning towards finally the YouTube switch. I had my good DirecTV starting price to begin with things, so I felt good about that moving in the new house. I need to, I guess, learn a little bit more about football, but now I'm scared to like pull the trigger and change something with football starting. I don't want something to go wrong or go awry in my house. So do I call DirecTV, threaten to leave, try to get something more out of it, and rely and stick with them, hoping that this resolution occurs very, very soon, or just say, screw it, I'm out, YouTube TV, here I come. That's where I'm stuck. I'm stuck right now.
Here's my hang up on this.
Do I get my refund back for the NFL Red Zone thing? I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on the phone line with all these people.
I'm a remote guy. Like, to me, it's all about the remote. I care more about, I want to memorize the channels and I want the remote.
Yeah. I don't love the DirecTV stream with the remote. I can't go just page up, page down. I got to scroll through them up and down. I got to like hold it down. I can't just jump pages.
And the one on the right, on the
no,
mid
right. I've done it. I've tried it.
Oh, wow. It works for me. Yeah. I wonder if you got, there's a setting you got to change. But so when I have the one box, right? The one box, because in the, how many boxes do you have for your DirecTV stream? Do you just have the one and use?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. So like, I don't get charged extra. Right. I don't want that because I got like five or six TVs.
Yeah.
That,
so
that I
have
need
the one.
Up.
Yeah. I've got like, however many, I think I have three TVs, four, and I have the one box. And on the other TVs, I just download the app.
Yep.
The DirecTV app.
Yep.
But what I hate about the other TVs.
Someone's sending me, oh. The great Scott Goldnick from the Cowboys. I'll read that in a second.
All right.
I have my text volume up.
So what I hate about the other ones is that, you know, when you use the regular TV remote for those channels, for those TVs, it's way different. You can't punch a number in.
Yep.
You know, you can't scroll the way you want to. And is that the same thing on YouTube TV? Like, do I have to use, and it's just a nightmare. And to me, it's not even worth it. I'd rather pay the more money and have a remote.
Scotty Agonik says, YouTube TV all the way. Had it for 3+ years. Never had any issues. Pepe, where are you with this now? What do you have?
Frustrating, obviously. But yeah, I have DirecTV Stream. You know, me and my family, we had YouTube TV for a few years. And then, we went DirecTV Stream a couple years ago. So I don't know. I mean, it's like I can kind of watch it. I can still watch things on my phone. And it's not, you know, a necessity yet. But yeah, you know, it's like big games now. You know, I have... You know, Mackenzie has ESPN Plus, my girlfriend, so I just go off of her account.
Whoa.
I know. She has it. Her family has a package or whatever. So I just, okay, well, we'll just use your login or a friend's login or something. But, yeah, if it doesn't get fixed in a couple weeks, so major changes have to happen.
Yeah, now I'm sitting here saying, okay, what am I going to miss Monday night football-wise? What am I going to miss with college Saturday night?
Yeah.
What are the big games coming up? Like, what am I going to miss? When is this going to get resolved?
It will get resolved when it, like, just like any other contract, just like the Cowboys. When it has to. It will get resolved before week one of the NFL season.
You think it will?
Yes, absolutely will. There's a
before the first Monday night game.
There is no coincidence that this is when the contract runs out. This was done on purpose by both parties.
Because I remember this happening a couple years ago.
It did, and it got fixed.
Beginning of college football.
And it got fixed. It got fixed.
And what is Fubo? Can someone tell me? What is Fubo TV?
It's the shirt brand
for us,
the 90s.
By us.
Yeah,
Damon John is it Shark Tank?
Was it Sean John? That was Sean John.
Sean John. So I don't know what it is, but I just need I need to like rip off the brand the Band-Aid too. Brian from 407 says YouTube TV is your friend. I thought it could be confusing. It's literally the sweetest thing I've ever done. I watch it on my laptop, I watch it on my phone, and I watch it on regular smart TV, and the signal does not go out during a thunderstorm. So that is the great Brian from 407 Barbecue. What's the price of YouTube TV as well? I need to go ahead and compare that.
You know, I don't know what the cost. I've heard all these streaming services.
You want basic pass package or, you know, a premium?
How much, Carter?
$250?
80.
This is
80.
280?
No, just 80.
80?
Oh, 80.
I mean, that's about what I pay with DirecTV.
Now, if I get rid of my DirecTV Stream, does that affect, did I bundle my internet? See, all these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, see, you got the bundled internet. Yeah, I know. I mean, I basically get because I have I get the high internet, so I get like free HBO or whatever.
Corey says I have Fubo, and it's just like YouTube meets DirecTV. Okay, let me write down Fubo for Crosstalk as a possibility. All right. Well, thanks to all the Tolos and the big dogs weighing in with us getting screwed. Some of us, not you streamers. Y'all were sitting back smoking your cigars Sunday night while I was scrambling and freaking out. Another college football kegger at 9 o'clock this morning here on Sean and RJ. All right, an NFL reporter says she knows the holdup in the Dak Prescott deal, and Choppy is highlighting the youngsters with some Rangers Diamond Cavs on your home of the World Series champs next on The Fam.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here's Giancarlo Stanton hitting a high fly to deep center. Leody back at the wall. It's out of here. Stanton with his 427th career home run, his 25th of this year. It comes on the first pitch of the eighth. And the Yankees lead it 8-3.
We'll get to some RJ's Diamond Cavs on your home of the Rangers. 105 through the fan, Sean Treif and RJ Choppy. Bobby will be back tomorrow. We got Peyton and Carter running things live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. First, the great TR with a relaying of information from Diana Rossini from The Athletic, who has an update, she says, on the Dak deal. The holdup at this point, from what I understand, is about the years the Cowboys are willing to commit to.
Oh, God.
She noted the Cowboys are weighing whether they want to keep Dak in Dallas longer than 2, 3, 4 years since he's made it clear he wants a long-term commitment. So that's Rossini saying this is about length. So I'm assuming like the annual value, the payment per year, is decided. Maybe the guaranteed money. I don't know. She's talking about the length where Dak knows, right? Is this my last big deal? You can get paid in the NFL as well at the age of 35 and 36.
You can.
But Dak wants longer-term commitment. The Cowboys may be saying 2, 3. He's going to feel insulted. You give him a 2 or 3 year contract.
Yes, he is. This is, I believe, a direct result of Russell Wilson. So Dak is 31 years old.
Yeah.
He just turned 31 at the while we were in training camp, right? At the end of July. Russell Wilson.
His fifth year, sixth.
Right, absolutely. Russell Wilson, let's see. His birthday is November 29th. Russ started the downturn at age 32. After his age 32 season, he had a good year there, right? He was 12-4 in 2020. He had a 40 touchdown, 13 interception season. His QBR was a 67. That's pretty good. It's a pretty good number. That was on par with just about every other year of his career. You know, if you go back and look at his other QB yard season, his adjusted net yards per attempt was on par, for the most part, with just about every other year of his career. The next year, they go 6-8. All right, they go 6-8. His TD interception ratio was still pretty good, but QBR started to dip a little bit and went down to a 60. Adjusted net yards per attempt was right stable. And then, in the age 34 season, which is his first year in Denver, the crater. And the crater happened, and it continued last year as well. So, I think this is a direct result of Russ. And maybe they view Dak as a very similar, they're like, all right, who's his best comp? And they're going to say Russell Wilson. Okay, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is a great comp for him. Russ's peak was better, let's be fair, right? Russ's
playing style, Russ ran around more. If you're talking about like effectiveness and good numbers and production and career.
Yeah, the perception that, you know, they're really, really good and you can win with them, but they may not be leading you to a championship on their own.
Yeah.
You know, and they look at it like, okay, I mean, how long do we want to go? He's 31. Within this contract parameter is going to be when Russell Wilson's career started to take a downturn. I think that's a direct result of that.
And Dax people would come back and say, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Look what they did.
Absolutely.
Post 35 and 36. Because if you offer a 2-year deal, that could be looked upon as insulting to Dak Prescott. Like, am I the guy or not?
Dak doesn't want to go through this again.
I mean, you can argue, go through it again in 2 years, you're going to make even more money.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Is that going to be worth all this headache and hassle? Trevor Lawrence got 5. Tua got 4-year extension. Jordan Love got 4. So we're not talking about 2 or 3 years for those guys.
Right, but, and you know, when you count those extensions, they're really 5-year deals, though, right? Because they still have the 5th-year option. So their contract doesn't even start. So it's 5 is, you got to go to 5, I think. That's what Dak's looking for. And that's what he's going to wind up getting. You know, I have to go see what Russ got, what his contract was when he signed with Denver. I'll look it up real quick. But I would assume it was 5 years. He signed a 5-year deal. And he signed that when he was much older than 31. And he got a 5-year deal, 242. They're 161 guaranteed.
There always seems to be a wait and see. We want to still make up our mind. We're undecided about your abilities. That's just a feeling that I've always gotten from the Cowboys' point of view on things. And I get it. I get it. I got it the first time. Me and them ended up being wrong because they wanted to wait and see on Dak. He had a nice season, and they paid more. And right now, they may be saying, we got, as Jerry threw in that little side shot the other day, you can make the argument. If you haven't seen it yet, it's not there. And what he's talking about is playoffs and a postseason run and clutch victories against teams over 500 who are big-time players in the NFL postseason. So, like, I understand it. I think the Cowboys are willing to just keep paying and paying and paying after they know more of what they have. That sounds ludicrous.
Luda.
And insane, because Dak's been in the league not just 5-6 years, and he's saying, you should know me by now, but the Cowboys are saying, we haven't sent an NFC Championship game with you. We don't want to sign up for that long term. That could be what's happening. Bobby with more details tomorrow when he returns. We're still going to have below the belt today. But the Rangers trying to get back in things by winning 5 of 6. Josh Jung walk off on Sunday right here on 105.3 The Fan. But yesterday they lose the opener to the Yankees, and you were doing some young Ranger homework.
Yeah, so if you look at the players in MLB under 25 years old, right? So they went and did this, the ranking the best players at every age under 25. So starting with folks born in 1999, which makes you wonder, oh man, they're born in 1999. I feel really, really old. I was in college in 1999. But I wanted to see how many Ranger players made the list of those guys and compare it to some of the other teams in the American League West. Now, of players that are 1999, which would be the age 25, nobody on the Texas Rangers made it. And for that matter, nobody in the AL West made it. These are your Vlad Juniors, your Tatises, your Garrett Crochets, your Austin Wells's. Like that's those guys. Move on to the next year. Bobby Jr. is the number one player born in 2000. Seattle's all over this list. Oakland's got a lot of players on this too. Seattle with Julio Rodriguez, Corbin Carroll, Riley Green, Colton Cowser of the Orioles. He's going to wind up winning the AL Rookie of the Year this year. He is the favorite to win it. There's a lot. Logan from the Angels. He is on this list as well. The A's have another player, Lawrence Butler, on here. You get to 2001. This is your Gunnar Henderson's. This is your Anthony Volpe's. And we do find our first Ranger here, and that is Wyatt Langford.
Who went deep yesterday.
He went deep yesterday, two-run shot. He is eighth. He is eighth on this list of players born in 2001. I did notice this. This was an interesting little nugget. BetMGM sent me this. They're in a partnership with BetQL. He has the highest number of tickets at BetMGM to win Rookie of the Year this year. Wyatt Langford does. Not going to do it. Right? Not going to win it, but as of right now, he has the highest number of tickets. You go to 2002, Paul Skeens up top, Ellie De La Cruz, James Wood, who's had a really good start to his career. And then you get to Dylan Cruz. The Washington Nationals are all over this thing. And then the Texas Rangers come up with Evan Carter. All right, so you got two on this list. Nobody from 2003. You move on to 2004. You got nobody that was born in 2004. You get to 2005, the Rangers have nobody, but Seattle finds their way on this list. The Angels find their way on this list. Sebastian Walcott's on here from 2006. He's in high A right now, the shortstop. They think they might move off that shortstop. Maybe that's what some people were saying. Bassett was talking about that. But the A's they're finding them way on here. They're finding the way on here.
And, of course, Jack Leiter is one of these young names we're counting on. Yes, he gave up 5 earned in 5 innings yesterday, only 2 strikeouts. But he seemed calmer and more at peace. This was Jack talking about his adjustments on Bally.
I know that it's going to be, you know, more adrenaline flowing and all of that in these outings. And I think I didn't do the best job managing that in some of my early outings, even the last one in Chicago. Just moving too quick and kind of overdoing things. But making a conscious effort today to slow myself down in every aspect, I think helps.
I want you to do, like, if you have 4 hours to spare.
Oh, yeah.
Go watch Game 5 of the World Series in 2000. All right. Al Leiter was starting that game.
Al's been in all these stands, too.
He's been everywhere, right? He goes all these games. Al is a lunatic. Al makes so many facial expressions throughout the course of the game. He is so amped up. He's dripping with sweat the entire time. It's October in New York. It's not warm, okay? He is just an animal. And you could see exactly why Jack is so amped up during these games. I mean, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Now, Al throws about 165 pitches in this game. And he is, like, angry when he gets taken out. I think it's, like, the eighth inning. the guy, all the guy. You think Jack throws a lot of pitches in the first inning? Al's like, nothing, man. I will throw pitch after pitch. And I had a rubber arm, and he did. He had a rubber arm, man. He had a rubber arm. But he's very much like his dad. He's so intense. There's a good aspect to that. And there's also something that will get you. And because his dad didn't throw like nearly as hard as him. But, you know, when Jack's amped up, he's throwing 98 miles an hour up in the zone. I mean, you saw a lot of pitches yesterday that, you know, a normal team might swing at, or a college pitch player might swing at, but a major league player is not going to swing at that. They were up in the zone. They were just out of the strike zone. They were just non-competitive pitches. That happens.
Game two tonight, Heaney against Rodon. 6:30 pregame on 105 through the Fan. First pitch at 7. And RJ Choppy is going to be there, I think.
Yes, I am. I am going to be there.
You already scalping Lucas' ticket?
Might have to. He's a little under the weather. He's going to the doctor this morning. He's staying home from school. And I don't think that that's one of those parenting things. Like, yeah. What do you do?
They'll put you right on TV with your sick kid.
Yeah, my sick kid. Staying home from school. I don't think I can do that. But he's going to the dot. So, yeah, maybe scalping that ticket.
Some Diamond Cavs here on Sean and RJ. Bobby is out and back tomorrow. That does not mean that we don't go right back to America's team and the NFL. Choppy's going to make you some money betting on the NFL's MVP. And are the Cowboys not global? If Jerry Jones is listening right now, is that what's really going to get him worked up? Below the belt without Bobby, so probably better, is next. The great
RJ Choppy here. I'm back, baby.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Little degenerate for you from the MVP.
By the way, did Bobby get into any football or Dak arguments at the pool party? Pepe, did you hear? Was he sparring with anyone? I know he was inside and a lot of the time in his sweatshirt. I don't know about over at the beer pong table.
Yes, I believe it was one of your friends wearing the Jacksonville Jaguars hat.
Oh.
He was in there because we were talking about Dak, and he was like, no, Trevor Lawrence is better. And Bobby said, all right, let me step in here. So, and that was after Bobby had something to drink, too. So I'm sure that conversation went really well.
Yeah, you know, I noticed like my screwball out on the counter, and I said, I didn't drink any of that. Why is there like why is there just like a little bit left in the bottle?
It was Bobby and Alec. They were in your liquor closet, I guess you can call it, you know, with the glass door. They were in there the whole time, just picking stuff up, like, you know, oh yeah, we can use this. This is open. Yeah. I'm like, guys, that's a little rude.
I guess that's what Alec was doing while I was waiting for him to come say hello to me at my own house.
Yeah. You Bobby know? He didn't leave the house. He barely went on the patio. Yeah. He barely went on the patio. Hmm. Not so cool. So and I you went, can't go in somebody else's liquor cabinet.
He's like, sorry. Like, I didn't realize. And he's like, I was supposed to bring you, like, the remaining screwball I had. So I was like, oh, so you had the same liquor and drink that you're coming down to raid at my house. And now you're drinking that. As Bobby right now is probably making a U-turn as he's supposed to be dropping his girls off at school and going to the liquor store to walk in here with probably three bottles is. As a here you go, Bobby Belt move.
I'll tell you, the saddest place in the world is the liquor store. 5 minutes before it opens on a Monday. It's the saddest place in the world because there's a line because people can't buy on a Sunday. That is the saddest spot in America. I feel bad for those people. But yes.
So Alec was consuming as well. Okay.
Not as much as me, but, you know.
Oh, that you. Man, you were drinking it too.
Those Mexican candy shots that your wife was bringing out, Sean. I mean, it seemed like every 20 minutes they were coming out here. And it was just cup handed to me. And I was like, I can't say no. Mackenzie had to drive home.
My wife... He did call someone out.
Oh, no.
With the weak consumption. And his name is Ruben. As Ruben was terrified to take any shots, he's like, oh. it just doesn't hit me. It doesn't sit well
doesn't
with me.
It hit me.
Yeah, it doesn't hit me right. It doesn't settle nicely.
I'm a
with
big
me.
Shots guy. Shots, because I'm a DVOA guy. It's the most efficient way to drink. All right, it's high efficiency. You get a high DVOA number when you.
Yeah, you have four shots before driving us back to LAX. Very comforting. I'm like, Choppy, you want this leftover seltzer I have? You're like, nah, I have four shots already. I was like, oh, all right.
I had to finish the bottle off.
Yeah.
I had to finish up the bottle, right?
8:30 out here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got five guys in three different categories here for you. Now, I think all these are pretty good odds.
For MVP.
Now, the first one is Mahomes. Mahomes is 5-1. Anytime you get the best player in the world and they're giving you odds to bet on him.
It's not even money.
It's not even. 5-1 is wild for him. Like, they're going to be a very good team. People have really talked about the lack of weapons that he gets, that he has.
Who got Worthy in our fantasy league?
I got him.
Oh, that's when I won it.
Yeah, I got him. I wasn't a fan of my team, but I was a fan of him.
Me neither. I hated, we can talk about fantasy maybe tomorrow. This is like the most watered down list that I can think of. Like, okay, I'm taking Amon-Ra St. Brown here at 6. Like, I'm ending up with James Cook, and these are some of my like top 3 or 4 picks. It's getting worse and worse to me in terms of like the value and meat of what I think I'm getting with top picks.
I love my team. If you look at the ESPN projected standings for the year, my team is at number 1.
I gotta see.
This might be the year.
Mine was at number 2 last year, and I finished like dead last.
Well, I went with 3 running backs, my first 3 picks, and I still got Mahomes. How about that? Still got Mahomes.
Who were your running backs?
It was Bijan Robinson, Alvin Kamara, and one other. Don't know the name.
Clearly.
I don't even know whose team was who. That's why I was sitting there. All I know is whoever Joe Buck yourself is screwed me out of 2 players.
Alec Medford.
That's of course.
Screwed me out of my liquor cabinet and you on your team.
Yep, absolutely. I got some words for Alec. I'll tell him later. Next
Derrick
up.
Derrick Henry, by the way. There you go. Derrick Henry, my 3rd running back.
Ooh.
Next up is a long shot bet on a pair of guys at 25-1. Now, these are the long. So I got 3 kids. So the one's the favorite. It's the long shot. And then I got another good one here. So the long shot, the 2 guys at 25-1. Both of these quarterbacks are on quality rosters that are going to make the postseason if they stay healthy. It's Aaron Rodgers at 25-1 and Jared Goff. Okay.
Now, thank God Bobby's not here for this.
Yeah. If the Jets make the playoffs, Rodgers is going to get a massive push for MVP.
Yes.
The Jets don't make the playoffs. It's New York City.
You had some power rankings that had the Jets
3rd.
3rd.
3rd overall.
Woo!
Yeah. So the Jets, if they make the postseason, he is going to get a massive push for MVP. Goff plays 14 games indoors this year. That's one of the things you got to look at.
14 inside.
Now, he plays all of his games indoors, so that's at least 8 or 9, depending on the year. And they play another 6 indoors. They play 14 games indoors. The only games outdoors that he's going to play is going to be a game at Green Bay and a game at Chicago, and there's one other. Like, that's it. That is an insane – I think San Fran, too. That's an insane number of indoor games, and that's what you're looking for. And then you got the one that I can't figure out. There's 2 guys here, and I can't figure out why their odds are low like this. But at 18-1, you've got Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott. And you got to ask yourself, either Dak's last year was a career year or the start of something special, like a Matt Ryan-ish where he kind of goes on to this like nice little peak of the career. And then Brock Purdy's done nothing but win games since they got in the league. And if they're under the 1 seed again, I think it's going to be very, very hard to keep them from getting a ton of votes.
Yeah. 18-1 for both.
18-1 for both. And I think the Cowboys' offseason works in Dak's favor this year. Because they didn't sign anybody. Everybody talks about, oh, they're going to have a bad year. They didn't sign anybody. Oh, this and that. And they go out there, they win 12 games. And I think you can say the same thing for San Fran because their offseason, I mean.
And maybe less of a running game. He might be throwing it more.
Might be throwing it more. And with San Fran, I mean, Ayuk. And Trent Williams, I mean, none of those guys have been, you know, AWOL all offseason. So I think those are 2 solid bets on guys at 18-1. 18-1 is a monster number for an MVP. You throw $10 on it and you're set.
And Trent Williams is about to sign, it sounds like.
Yeah. Looks like he is. Which is good, I mean, for them.
Yeah.
But not for the rest of the league because he's a threat.
NFL MVP possibilities from the football degenerate RJ Choppy. As we know, could be Dak's final year here in Dallas, and Mike Tannenbaum. Bobby's eyes almost rolled out of his daggone head on Friday, but Mike Tannenbaum was on TV talking about the future of the Cowboys quarterback position.
Let's say Dallas is 15, 18, somewhere in the draft order, Greeny, trade multiple first round picks and maybe CeeDee Lamb. And
you know, CeeDee Lamb?
They tried to get CeeDee Lamb out of town.
And Barb brought up, well, I'm going to give you some credit. Like, let's say it's New England that has the 2nd pick in the draft and they have everything.
Right.
They have a quarterback and nothing else. So if you're starting over, yes, CeeDee Lamb is expendable. I mean, there's a better chance.
CeeDee Lamb is expendable.
There's a better chance, in my opinion, that Shedeur Sanders could be the quarterback there next year than Dak Prescott at this point.
I don't agree with
that. If Dak wanted to be there, their deal would have been done. And the way it's going right now is Dallas is going to need a quarterback in the first round next year. And it would be a type of move where Jerry Jones could go up and say, hey, I got a younger, better, cheaper quarterback in Shador than I did with Dak.
So when I first heard this, I was like, Tannenbaum, you idiot. No wonder you're unemployed. Thanks for following me on Twitter. Mutual follow and follow back. I appreciate all that. But we didn't talk about signing Lamb if Dak is not here. Now, I don't think it's crazy. Now, if you got Shador Sanders next year, you still want him to have weapons. So from that part of it, but in general, the thinking of not signing the receiver to the $34 million deal, mm-hmm. if you're not going to bring back the quarterback, that's not crazy.
If you're not going to sign Dak, it's not crazy to not sign CeeDee.
Like Justin Jefferson with Minnesota.
Right. Yeah.
You know
you're
what
not
I mean?
Yeah. So if the Cowboys don't.
But you still do want your first round quarterback to have weapons, just like which Chicago did for Caleb.
Absolutely.
They got a lot of weapons.
They do. They got Roma Dunze. They've got obviously DJ Moore.
Keenan Allen.
Uh-huh. They got a lot of weapons. You want that. You want a good offensive line for your rookie quarterback and good weapons. Yeah, you can make a case that if you're not going to bring Dak back next year, if you don't sign him, and they'll know before the draft everything, right? So if you're the Cowboys and Dak decides to leave at the start of free agency, if you wanted to trade CD, you could say, like, look, we're just going to blow it up. We're going to blow it up. We had a good year this year. We won 12 games again. We lose. We're going to be picking 24th. We can't get a quarterback at 24. So now what you got to do? You got to find a way to move up. Well, you want to move up and lose all your capital for the next couple of years like the Rams did? Or do you want to trade CD, get two firsts for him, draft his replacement, and then trade up and get Shador or Carson Beck or whoever? Is that what you want to do?
We're talking about college to NFL transition, and I'm sorry, anytime this guy speaks, I have to play it. Xavier Leggett. South Carolina to the Carolina Panthers, and on the South Carolina sideline the other day, sideline reporter caught up with the best voice and delivery in all of sports, maybe even better than Jameis.
Guys, I've got him right here on the sidelines with Xavier. What does this feel like for you, being on the sidelines as opposed to being out there?
Oh, man, it's great, man. Just being able to come watch the younger guys that I played with last year, man. It seems like they're excited, man, and they're ready to play. And, man, the fans, they brought the energy out here for them as well.
Oh, yeah, this energy is unmatched. Drafted by the Panthers, so you're right down the road. I know it's just from the preseason, but how has that transition been for you from college to the professional level?
The transition has been pretty good for me, man. It's a little faster start while playing in the NFL. And but I had a little downtime, man. I deal with a couple injuries, but, man, I'm back on track now, and everything's going great for me.
And, Xavier, rare in today's world to have someone spend their entire college career at one place. What does this school, this program mean to you?
Oh, man, this program mean a lot to me. It got me where I am today. I mean, I'm very happy for this place, man, and it's going to continue to grow.
All right, what do you think so far about Lenore Sellers in this offense?
Oh, man, well, being able to be here with him last year and work out with him during the offseason last year, man, I know he's going to be a great player, and I like the way that he's doing out there now.
Xavier, thanks so much. We're excited to watch you in the NFL.
I appreciate you.
Am I the only one?
This guy's amazing.
I'm in love with him.
I can listen to him all day. I drafted him in fantasy. I don't even know if he's playing. I don't even know if he's in a roster. I don't care.
Yes.
And I drafted him like in the seventh round. I'm like, I'm taking this guy. Yes. He is on my team because, when we do post-game interviews in the fantasy world, I want to play him.
I love him so much.
Absolutely. He's fantastic.
Bobby texted in. You literally said get whatever you want from the cabinet, and Peyton drank it as well. I did say that. I'm busting belts. Busting belts over here.
Busting belts.
With Roberto. But at least put it back in there. Right, don't leave it on the counter showing me that you left like three little sips of the screwball.
Draw the line. You should have drawn the line unsharted Sharpie on all your bottles and find out
cannot go
what
below.
Was taken. Nope.
Below the belt. Bobby will be back tomorrow on your home of the Cowboys. Final hour of the show. RJ Choppy with Nick Saban, crazy college call-in, and Toby Keith. It's the college football kegger, then Nick Harris from DallasCowboys.com on a Tolo Tuesday.
But let's get you over to the greatness of Diamonds Direct. Interest rates skyrocketing everywhere else. Here comes Diamonds Direct to the rescue this September, this month. The ultimate offer is back, stronger than ever, made for your needs. Diamonds Direct helps you get the perfect jewelry gift with 0% interest. That's right. 5 years, 0% financing on any purchase, at Diamonds Direct. It's amazing. Now through October 1st, you get their incredible price, and you spread your payments out over 5 years.
With an unheard-of interest rate of 0.0%, nothing is held back. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, colored gemstone jewelry, certified diamonds, exquisite designer collections. But act fast, because this is ending on September 30th. For details and more, visit DiamondsDirect.com. Spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest on approved credit only at Diamonds Direct and DiamondsDirect.com. Tell them Sean and RJ sent you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.